Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Okay, welcome back. Now, a couple of weeks ago, by the way, I spoke to Adam Coleman. We talked to him about his book because, you know, he's an author, Black Victim to Black Victor. And he's also an op-ed writer and a public speaker and the host of Breaking Bread, which is a video series, and the founder of Wrong Speak Publishing. But he joins me again tonight, but for a different reason. And the reason he's joining me tonight is because we want to talk about the LA fires. Adam, good evening to you once again, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Adam, you know, these fires, well, I mean, when you look at some of the scenes and some of the photographs we've seen on television, particularly around the Palisades, you know, it has been absolutely destroyed. And I spoke to a friend of mine recently who lived or grew up in that whole area. And he said to me, over time, they've allowed people, particularly the celebrities with a lot of money, to build these houses closer and closer and closer to the forest without any forest breaks or fire breaks. And this was a kind of recipe for disaster. Was this was in the making for a long time, wasn't it? I mean, they've had a really wet year, to be honest, which in California, but a very dry season. So this was kind of waiting to happen, wasn't it?
I mean, I guess it depends who you talk to. We know that forest fires have become somewhat of a norm in California, but I know that there's a lot of pushback as far as why has it become a norm, because it wasn't necessarily as frequently as years prior. So once again, I don't live in California, so I don't know 100%. But one thing I do know is that listening to Californians, there's a lot of questions as far as the response to the fires breaking out. And I think these are fair criticisms when it comes to this particular situation.
Well, Gavin Newsom, or as Donald Trump likes to call him, Gavin Newsom, has come under severe criticism, of course, as the governor of California, but also, of course, the mayor of California, or of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. Now, she, by the way, it was said during the week that if you criticize her, you were clearly a racist. I don't know where she got that one from. But, I mean, she's been severely criticized, probably because of all the cutbacks.
Yeah, the cutbacks, her response, and I tell you, like I said, I'm not in California, but I could only imagine as I'm watching either my house burn down or my neighbor's house burn down, and the image of her standing next to the media and she has no answers. She's not saying no comment. We're working on a situation. She's not making up anything, during a tragedy. She's just standing there in silence. And that says a whole lot. And I've just never seen that before. I live in New Jersey. We've had Hurricane Sandy. There was always some sort of answer in a moment of tragedy. That's what good leaders have. And to have her stand there, just not be prepared to even say anything.
I did see a Sky News reporter at the airport, because she was away at the time, of course, and she only arrived back during it. And I seen a Sky News reporter approach her at the airport and walk with her through the hallways, etc. She had trouble getting out of doors, so she was kind of stuck there with him for a while. And he kept saying, "Have you any comment to make?" And she just would not say a thing. I mean, at the least she could have turned around and said, "Look, I'm really sorry for all those people who've lost their homes. This is a tragedy. We're going to do a full investigation into it and find out what went wrong. What can we do to stop this ever happening again?" But there was nothing. It was like she has complete and utter contempt for the people of California.
Either contempt or just she's just not prepared. Good leaders at least know how to make you feel like that they're doing something about it. You know, in my professional career, I've been in moments where it's tense and you may not even know exactly what to do. But the last thing you want to do is show that, one, you don't have an answer, and two, that you're panicking. And to stand there in silence as people, you know, the media is representing, the image of the people, standing there and not giving some sort of answer to the people as to what she's going to do, what's happening, any status updates, anything like that. And then on top of that, you know, she made a promise that she wasn't going to leave the state, leave the country, because she was known for going back and forth between different countries, including to Ghana. And here she is in Ghana, flying all the way back to LA. And even on that flight, you don't have Wi-Fi, you didn't talk to your team, you don't know what's going on, you can't give some sort of answer. Where's the PR team? Like, this is the type of incompetency or lack of leadership that they're facing.
I mean, she's a mayor. I'm sure she has a press officer. I'm sure she has somebody who can write, a one paragraph statement out for her, give to the media as soon as you get off the plane, because she knows it's the first thing she's going to be asked, and there's going to be waiting reporters there asking her what's going on. I mean, what is going on in Los Angeles and California? when you look at the decisions made by Gavin Newsom in relation to, for example, the water they were offered from the north, that he wouldn't take it because of the danger to some little fish or something like that. I can't remember what that was all about. 700 billion gallons of water, reservoirs empty, you know, fire departments going to hydrants that were empty, a lack of people in the fire department because the budgets were cut because they were spent on DEI. You know, I mean, it just seems to be one disaster after another.
I think the best way to summarize California is that there are a lot of people who run the government who use the people's money like it's not their money. You know, when it's your money, you're like, well, I only have this amount and I want to spend it on things that are very useful, right? You're very conscious with your money. But when it's someone else's money, you know what? Yeah, let's just throw millions of dollars into this project. And whether it works out or not, it doesn't really matter. We won't have oversight. Oh, let's hook up my friends at this NGO and give them a whole bunch of money. Whether they fix things or not is, you know, regardless, next budget that comes around, we'll just increase it. Like, what's happened is that California, one, has become a single party state where the Democrats basically run the state. And then the second part of it is the Democrats are huge on social programs, so much so to the detriment of the people. And so everything runs through the state. They throw money at every problem. There's no oversight. Homelessness is a great example. They throw all this money at homelessness. You'd have thought it had been fixed, but no.
It's worse. Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
I've seen the images of San Francisco recently, you know, and, you know, when you see these people strung out on drugs all along the street, tent city, all along the street, like, it's pitiful. It really is pitiful to watch.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be this way. There are key laws that came into play that made it this way. And what a lot of people may not understand is that most of the homeless that are on the streets in California are not from California. So what they did was they made the state into a homeless friendly place, and everyone just gets shipped off from all over the country to California, where they can do their drugs openly, where they can lay on the street openly, where in other places they would not allow this. So the vagrants of our country all go over there, and it just becomes complete chaos. So this was done by the government. I want to say like they wanted this to happen, but at the very least, the incompetence and maybe progressive mindset of wanting to help everyone has created the situation.
That's starting to change. I think it's going to start to change because you're seeing California switching red now. And predictions are that it could go completely red because I think people have just had enough of it.
Yes. I don't know about going completely red. I think you can start to see a slow churn towards the Republican side. But here's the thing, and Republicans have to acknowledge this. You can't vote for a party or you can't vote for a candidate that's not on the ballot. And that's actually one of the bigger issues. The Republican Party has ignored many of places that they believe they can't win. So they don't try. And it's not a new phenomenon. We can go city after city. They haven't, in many cases, even been on the ballot for many of these city races.
Because they kind of figure it's a waste of time.
Exactly. But that mindset changes nothing. So, you know, while there may be some room, and obviously there are conservatives who live in Los Angeles. I talked to some of them. But the reality is that no one ever gets to understand the conservative viewpoint, the Republican stance, the Republican solutions, because they're not there. They're not there as an active party, as part of the community. And so nothing really changes, even when there may be an opportunity for it to happen.
Do you think they've learned anything? Well, look, you know, obviously it was a very expensive lesson to learn because, you know, a lot of those people are now without homes. Do you think they've learned anything about fire prevention? Because a lot of this could have been prevented. And I've spoken to experts in the field, you know, where there's other countries that have worse forest fires than this, but you don't get as many, you know, residential areas destroyed because they have fire breaks. They look after the brush in the forest. They don't build as close to the forest. I mean, have they actually, do you think they've learned anything? This, I mean, does Gavin Newsom need to go as well as, you know, Karen Bass?
I would generally say yes, but the problem is with California, what I'm worried about is what's to come behind them. It's very easy to be like, this person is bad. But the problem with the Democratic Party, at least as of right now, is that someone like Gavin Newsom, while he may be incompetent in some ways, he's not wholly ideological. The problem is that the next person behind him may be, and it may actually get worse.
All right. So if that's at all possible.
That the Democratic Party faces.
That's at all possible. Yeah. I mean, obviously, President Trump is being inaugurated today. Just on a side note, does that fill you with hope for the next 4 years, or does it fill you with dread for the next 4 years?
I mean, I voted for him. I am relatively hopeful. Otherwise, I wouldn't have cast my ballot for him. I think that there is an air of hopefulness. I think that there's more bipartisanship this time around than there was in 2016. I think the fear mongering has definitely lessened coming from the Democratic Party. I think there's, and it doesn't mean that we can't criticize Donald Trump. I think fair criticisms are worthwhile, but what we've been witnessing since 2016 or in 2015 when he was running was unfair criticisms, was casting doubts on his character while this man has been in public life for decades. So I think that we're getting to a point where we can say, I don't like what he's advocating here, fair criticism, fair political criticism, rather than he's a white supremacist, he's this nationalist, and he's doing this, and he's nefarious. I think we're starting to get past that. A lot of people coming from the Democratic side, including myself, to end up voting for him this time around. So I think that America's looking far more optimistic than prior.
Well, look, it's interesting times. Again, I suppose my heart goes out to all those people, including the rich and the famous, because, you know, look, they have hearts too. You know, I know some people had said to me during the week, oh, they can well afford to rebuild their homes, but that's not the point. You know, they got passports, they got all their sentimental value goods, things, awards, maybe they've won in movies and stuff. Everything has gone up in flames on them too. They have hearts too. They bleed just like the rest of us. But look, Adam, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I appreciate the time you've taken today. And by the way, good luck for the next 4 years.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.